Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just do a few more little adjustments on my printer here in the studio. Just finishing up a few things.
Did you build a printer?
A wooden printer?
I probably could do a better job. anyway.
Hewlett O'Mara.
No, the thing about the Pony answered a question that I asked before the show started that he answered very legitimately, and then I thought about it, and I had a stupid follow-up question, and I decided that the stupid follow-up question was so stupid because I'm so I lack knowledge in the area of printing that I would ask it on the show. Because
All right.
Anybody that is printing, and then Rob gave me his con artist fix that he gets for fixing his printer, where you go and
allow
you get the black market printing card.
Allow me to extend my apology for helping.
We're going to get to all of it. I'm not giving you a hard time. Don't be on the defensive yet. It's 5 seconds into the show. There's no need to be defensive. I know you come in a defensive crouch. You practically crawl across the floor to get to your desk, but there's no need to be defensive just yet because you were supportive, and I appreciated that, and I probably should have said that, and I should nurture you more that way, okay? So thank you.
Well, I actually think that he overstepped. Because I heard.
You are the reason. You're the single reason he comes in the defensive crouch.
I heard his suggestion to you, and I said, well, why is he wasting his breath?
And I know where you're going because I know both of you. And what this is, we have just symbolized the show. We have just in 25 seconds. This is how the show works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ball bust to one, ball bust to two. Yeah. Counterpoint, checkmate.
Let me explain. We could all write our solutions to how this is going to end, seal it in an envelope, and mail it to ourselves, and then open it and see who was right.
We could write down. Mike's going to bust Rob's balls about this. Rob's going to bust Mike's balls about this. Oscar's going to bust Mike's balls about this.
Right.
And then Rob will bust Oscar's balls about this. Let me explain.
Okay.
So I got me this printer, right? And as everybody knows,
it's a commercial grade laser printer.
Wonderful.
It's a
piece
real
of a good
one.
One.
Yes. And it's a great one. It's a great one. And I lean on it, man. I mean, I lean on it. I use it every day. I don't lean on it like sending 500 flyers out every day.
No.
I lean on it, though. It's an integral part of what I do every day.
It's built for that capacity, though.
It is.
It's built for that capacity, and I use it. But I have questions about it when it starts to get, like so many of these smart devices, when it starts to get happy. When it starts to get happy, I don't understand it. Now, here's the deal, okay? Here's the problema. This toner, the toner cartridge, all right? I print in black and white every day. I don't print. If I print out like a boarding pass, I'll use some color.
Okay.
That's it.
Because it makes the trip more fun.
Because it puts color on the printer thing.
I know.
There.
I'm teasing you.
If Carla prints out a recipe, for example, there might be a picture of the recipe in the corner that prints in color.
But I would say 95% of the time in just plain text.
Yes. So the thing is, it's been bugging me for like 3 weeks now about yellow toner being low. Well, I don't give a rat's ass if yellow toner is low. I don't use yellow toner. Then it starts getting more and more panicked where very low. Yellow toner and cyan. What color is that? What planet from Star Wars is
cyan is blue.
From?
Yeah. It's blue, essentially.
It's cyan. Well, then why don't they call it blue?
Because cyan
nerds.
They can sell for more expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It Some copyright
sucks.
Nonsense.
Yeah. So it's saying to me now. By the way, here's first page of news you may not need. See that? Clear as a bell.
Yes.
No fading. Absolutely pristine. There's not a faded letter on this printer page. But why is it telling me may affect fading and starting to go bat S because it's yellow. There's no yellow.
Yellow.
On the, there's no yellow on this page.
I know.
And then Pony gave me one of his answers that made no sense, and I didn't follow up because I figured we'd bring this to the show. So, Pony, what was your answer about when it said, why is it complaining about yellow toner being low?
Because they build the printers so that they bitch at you if anything gets low because they want you to buy more ink.
Yeah.
So here's the question that my
and what is the brand? What is the brand of your printer?
That, by the way, did he not have time to think of a better answer? That wasn't the answer he gave me before the show.
I think it was a similar answer, but he worded it better this time.
Thank you.
He revised and sent it back.
Yeah,
what brand of printer do you have?
HP.
Hewlett Packard.
Oh, okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. But the toner, is that like ink cartridges? Are they separate or is it like one big deal?
They're separate. They're
okay.
Separate.
They're expensive. Okay.
Well, they're very expensive. Yeah. This I know.
Can't you just ignore it?
Yes.
Oh, then just ignore it.
I probably could.
Look no, but ultimately, at least on mine, on my mm-hmm. printer, which is also an HP, yes. but not a laser
his is
printer.
Fancy.
My HP, if it totally runs out of one color ink, it won't print.
No.
Not even if you switch it to like grayscale.
Not this guy.
Yellow, cyan, red.
He'll be magenta.
Such an old man.
Magenta.
Look at him.
Do you have gray? My cartridge. I have a gray cartridge.
This one. My
yellow. I have yellow, red, and blue, and black.
Okay.
Yeah. The so black yellow, is the most important, Mike. The black is the most important.
Mm-hmm. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
So you can ignore the rest.
But it might lock up.
It's not going to.
But no,
I
no,
have the
you
same
don't understand.
Printer.
I didn't answer that quickly the first time.
Okay.
It stops me from printing.
It gives you a warning. It gives you a
it
warning.
It gives me a warning. Yes. It doesn't print. I just want to get up in the morning and I want to print.
What if the first thing,
6 o'clock in the morning, I want to print crap,
you just
okay?
have to push a button on the printer.
What if you took out the yellow?
I here. I hold. Wait, I'm not done answering his question.
All right. Oh, the printer door. I thought you meant the door to your
The tray.
I use there's this new thing called wireless technology.
Yeah.
How's it work?
Oh, it's incredible. You don't have to connect to anything. And I print from one part of my home to the other part, and I don't want and when I come in here, I make an ass out of you and me. I assume
sure.
that my printing is going to be done. And then when I go into the studio and I look and there's my printer, empty pempty. And I look at that and I say, what's the deal?
You don't get an alert on your computer?
Yeah, well, it makes the computer jump up. You know, that computer
oh, yeah.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
It makes the computer jump up, but I don't bother looking at that because it does that every day.
How about this?
Sometimes it prints when it's doing that. It's always bitching. That's the other thing. It's
high
always bitching about something.
I know.
And listen, when it's load paper, there's your legitimate bitch. Okay.
Yes.
Mm. Loading paper. I mean, come on. What kind
How
of idiot,
dare you? Yeah.
What kind of idiot forgets to load paper? All right. Am I right, ladies?
Yes, ladies. Huh? Right. How about this, Mike? Take out your yellow toner cartridge.
Yeah.
And give it a good shaking. And tap it on the table.
What is this, Napoleon Dynamite?
And see if
that'll
you can
fix him. Give it a good shaking.
And see if it helps it.
Left my checkbook at home. Going to have to pay in change.
You're just going to have to trick it to think there's yellow ink in there. It sometimes does work.
Yeah,
with toner, yes.
Because you're not using.
Or you get some water.
Yes, yellow water.
Yes.
Or.
Yes.
Body fluid.
Oh. Color dye.
Color dye.
And you poke a hole in that cartridge and you pour water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll feel heavy.
Well, what can he put in this?
I gotta stand up.
And the printer's gonna say, "Oh, you've put more cartridge in here.
More cartridge.
More cartridge, please."
Because right now you have none cartridge.
None.
But you need more cartridge to help it.
I hope he really
doesn't
do that.
Need a cartridge family, if you will.
Yes.
I want.
I have the same printer. My parents.
Yeah. Well, your mom has one of everyone, doesn't she?
No, but she's. This is the actual one that works. So.
I see.
She calls me all the time. She goes, "Ya no tengo amarillo," and I said,
"Are you going to Texas?
I don't have yellow."
Oh,
and I said, "Don't worry about it, Mom. Just press that big green button. You're good to go."
Why is yellow always the trouble color?
Oh,
well, I'll tell you, it's also at the back of the drawer. Right up against where the printer drawer goes in, so it was tricky to get it out.
It's tough to get out.
Yeah, you got to finesse it.
I should do it a good
shake. Yeah, shake it.
Yeah, and maybe tap it.
Yeah.
Tap it on the table.
Throw it across the room.
Yeah.
You know what, Mike? You should lay in the sun for at least 20 minutes.
Him or the cartridge?
No, the cartridge.
Both. Okay.
The cartridge. Put it on your front step, please. I'm serious. You got? Is it sunny out?
No.
It's Florida.
Never mind. Never mind.
I'm lying.
If it was sunny out, you could
I'm lying. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do what he's asking me to do.
Well, because one of his neighbors will take it.
The sun is not.
They may need amarillo.
The sun is on the other side of the house.
We'll put it on the lanai.
Yeah,
I'm not in direct sunlight anywhere yet.
Well, it needs
low
heat.
In sky.
It needs
low
heat,
sky.
Mike, is what it needs. It needs a little heat.
Could you microwave it?
Yes.
Don't
microwave it.
You'd like
just lay it in the sun.
How about shaking and tapping it? Why would laying it in the sun?
Because it's going to loosen the ink particles.
Call Todd and tell him he's tap moving and shaking.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are legit tap moving and shaking.
Hey, all guess what? We've got a new character. Yeah. We've got a new character. Hold on.
Tommy Toner.
Hi. How are you?
You know, Pony,
I'm Mike's Cartridge.
Is it your name?
See you.
Keith Cartridge?
I'm Keith Cartridge.
What a nudge.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? Anyway. All right, I'm going to put it back.
Keith
right.
Cartridge needs vitamin D, Mike.
And you're going to see a magical thing happen here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. He's going to put the cartridge back in, and then Mike is going to call me an a-hole. That's the transformation that's
about
to happen.
Did you offer him a low-rent cartridge?
You see...
Yeah. Rob was talking about how I could buy black market cheater cartridges
online. I misspoke because I don't have the big toner cartridges. I just have the little ink guys. I don't know if you can buy...
You can do that. You would have to just take your drill that you have, Mike, drill a hole into the cartridge.
And then, the top.
And then on the top. And then take the toner, the new toner you buy on the black market, and then... Take what I think you'd have to buy a specialty funnel so it actually goes into the hole and then put the new toner into the funnel into the cartridge.
You can't spell fun without funnel.
Let me get the phone. Hold
fraction
on
of the price.
Yeah.
I know a guy to call.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That'll help me with that.
Can you get him refilled?
Oh, he's not.
Well,
home.
That's how you refill him.
Home again. I try him like 3 times a week when I try to do something like this.
Who was it?
Pardon me. What was that, Rob?
I said. Oscar, settle down. Who did you try to call, Mike?
Whitey Bulger.
Ah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I actually just quit drinking a couple months ago because I was blacking out all the time. And I went and I talked to my doctor and he said, it's not that you drink too much. It's just that after a couple major blackouts, you black out easier and easier. After that, so I would just have like a couple drinks and my brain would be like, okay, I see where this is headed. We're just gonna power down now and get restarted sometime tomorrow morning. The morning after a blackout, that was so strange because I always feel like this detective trying to solve the mystery of how I got home the night before. It's the case of the empty wallet and the for some reason bleeding knee. And luckily I can get right on the case because I'm still fully clothed from the night before. It was always weird when I'd go out with like some money and black out and wake up with no money. But it was a lot weirder when I'd go out with some money, black out, and wake up with more money. That meant that I had earned money. That meant that I had traded goods and or services. And blacked out, it's not anything wholesome. It's not like I was temping at a real estate office.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Thanks for the comedy help there at the end, Rob. See, that's why, you see? There you are. You see, I give you a hard time, right? But I mean, right there.
I don't think I don't ever recall you giving me a hard time.
We needed to get there, correct?
Yeah, a hard time
we had a destination. It was just the road to get there. That's right.
You knew that.
Sure.
Your brother, who basically runs our entire business, didn't know
No,
that.
He's all about funnels.
So you have your strengths.
I'm not into the comedy pyramid.
Tell me about it.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air. And online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime, and we may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. It's a wide open Wednesday. We will take your phone calls, although most people listen to this show 3 days after we tape it.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens with that. Our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. Moms have always been the experts on everything. They know it all. In fact, the only thing you can't get mom's expert advice about is what to get her for Mother's Day.
True.
My dear Mama, God rest her soul, little over 1 month gone, and I miss her every single day. And we used to ask her, Mom, what do you want? Mom, what do you want? I just want your love, dear. Well, that's not an answer. That's not an answer.
Oh, that is nice.
Especially when you want to give a gift. And you know what? I've got the gift. It's easy. You can do it in a second, and everybody loves it.
Yes.
It's Pro Flowers. Get Mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for only $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And you can upgrade to a premium vase and gourmet chocolates, too, for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com. Use the code TMOS. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, and it's a no-brainer. And by the way, if they're not fresh and beautiful, you get your money back.
Yeah.
Perfect for moms, wives, and don't forget, grandma.
Grandma.
Gammy wants flowers, too. Here's the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting in 1999. Hit up proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Remember, proflowers.com, click the mic and type in TMOS. Remember, Mother's Day is next week, okay?
Yes.
Come on, slackers. Mother's Day is next week. Do it. Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight. Let me know if you got them, too.
Please.
I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you when you're supporting advertisers. All right, very good. It's open. What is it? Wide Open Wednesday?
Wide Open Wednesday.
What do you want it to be? Let's really narrow
that
down.
I like Wide Open Wednesday. Okay. I love Wide Open Wednesday.
I do, too.
What about? But it was Open Line Wednesdays.
I don't like Open Line Wednesday because everybody
uses before. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wide Open Wednesday.
Larry King used to do Open Phone America.
Hi.
Basically, our phone line is open at any time. You can call when we're taping this show. We had a big discussion on the show today. We are going to be modifying our start time Eastern here on the show. The Mike O'Mara show starting today is taping at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And so barring some catastrophic cheap equipment failure, we will be taping at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and it's not necessarily going to affect the uploading of the show, but we'll let you know that as well.
You will get the show earlier.
Yeah, time machine.
You're going to get the show
earlier.
Yes. We're going to get the. Hopefully that works for you. I know nobody's
Ducky
not going
to
complain about that. You know,
you get to call in earlier.
That's right.
So let me give the number again. It's 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, and that means that phone will ring like Tuesday at midnight. That's the way that'll go. A funny thing happened. They're learning the system. I understand.
Excuse me, sir. Do you need any yellow toner? Please.
Right.
Amarillo.
Amarillo?
Sienna.
Ah. You know, there's. I posted the phone number information that Rob put up and put on the show page, and then I copied it and put it on Rob's page.
Yeah.
Because you
what
didn't
was
put
that?
It on your. Because you didn't put it on your own page.
I did. I did a separate posting.
When?
About a minute and a half before I put it on the show's page.
How come I couldn't find it?
Let me look.
I do not know.
Well, I reposted it. I reposted
Excellent.
It. Excellent. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But you also, put like inebriant. There's nothing on your like description of the Mike O'Mara show anymore. It's like you were divorced.
Do you not work on the show anymore?
I believe.
Remember when I gave Oscar all that hard time?
I believe
about,
it's the first
page?
Thing on my page. Is it not?
No,
I think I say talk show host.
Yeah, talk show host.
Do you not care about our show anymore?
Talk show host is not exactly, promoting what you do on this show.
It seems to me that it's mentioned forced first and foremost.
It's forced mention.
It is a forced mention. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, it says like self-described like inebriant or something.
Oh, a talk show host inebriant and the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Yes.
That's not true.
So there's nothing, there is absolutely, as there used to be. He hates it here. That's what he's doing. He's, he's starting to go on all the other shows and he's starting to move away from our show.
But if you go to my details, the first thing it says is my job.
I don't
want
to go to
the
your details. I want to see that when I go to your
I will
show
change
page.
It today. I'll change it before I leave this building today.
It hurts my feelings.
Yeah. It was never
that,
meant. It was never meant to
page?
Hurt. What?
Oh, what's your cover page?
Oh, that's the beginning of
Zoinks?
The,
no. What is that?
You mean all the shapes?
Yes.
That's the beginning of You Bet Your Life, the Groucho Marx show.
Let it go.
You didn't know that?
Jesus. Yeah. No. Nobody knows that.
See, Mike's already giving me grief about that. Must have been a day you missed.
Well, I mean, there's really nothing to indicate that you're associated with the show anymore. And
yes.
I think that subconsciously speaks to your state of mind, and I'm curious about it. I'm just very curious about
it. I love this show. I love that I'm a part of this show. My main featured picture is us on stage.
Show when a little pride. I mean, it's Captain Hook Seafood, Rob. I mean, really. I mean,
that uniform.
I mean, really, that uniform, that logo on the show on your homepage is a symbol of the fact that you take pride in the Mike O'Mara show.
How dare you?
Yes, I do see now how I have misstepped.
But you know, well, it speaks to my whole feeling of disconnection that I've been going through down here, you know, which heightens my already off the charts paranoia, and you know, it becomes frustrating for me.
What do you feel disconnected from?
Hey, you know, I saw a guy posted
the material sometimes.
Really?
You know, like when we're doing, well, you guys have your little stuff that goes on. Pony has his little underbreath stuff, and I don't hear it all the time because I'm deaf and, you know.
I read a guy had posted a very good joke on Facebook yesterday about a guy that goes into the library and says, "Do you have any books on paranoia?" And the librarian says, "They're behind you."
That's a funny joke. That's a great joke. I didn't see. The reason I spit my water out is because I didn't see. You know, when you tell a lot of jokes or you hear a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I'd never heard that one anywhere.
You think you know how the punchline's coming out, but that was a good joke, well delivered.
Well, you know, and it fit in. I wasn't going to shoehorn it, but it worked out. So that's nice.
That'll be I'll be telling that this weekend. That's
I mean,
sure.
you are separated by distance, but I don't think there's any need for you to be paranoid. Yeah. We spend so much time.
I'll give you an example. Okay?
All right,
I'm doing the opening. I'm reading the opening, and I see all you guys going like this, going. And I suddenly like, what is that? And I wish I was in that room.
Sure.
So I knew what was it. Now it's usually something. Oscar hates it when I do this because it's very unprofessional. When I'll stop down the show and say, "What's happening?" But it's and today I don't have my phone in the studio, so you can't even text me what's going on. Well, you could text me because I get it on my computer.
I thought you turned that off.
I turned that off because it was making too much noise.
Remember, because when you got a text, we heard ba-deep, ba-deep.
Mm-hmm.
I texted when I was texting last night. I texted you guys on.
Yeah, but we weren't on the air.
That's true.
You hear the beep.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I turned it off coming in here today.
Did you? Oh, nope. Great. Oh. I was like, yes, progress.
No, I didn't.
We called him on it. We called him.
No, I didn't do that. So that's the, you know, just want to make sure that.
Mike, you should know if there's ever a problem, and I don't even know why I'm wasting my breath.
Right.
We would tell you.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I suppose. But there was like, so there was nothing going on?
There
like,
was nothing
the first
wrong.
2 minutes of the
no,
show?
No, we were just.
What was all the scrambling about?
It was about the software for the calls.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
it.
All right. Are the calls, is the software broken?
No, the software is fine. We actually have multiple computers now that can run that software in studio.
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
okay.
And that's what we were conferring about.
Just checking.
Yes.
I think I just broke my computer.
What did you do?
Geez.
What did you do? Does it
Mike,
need yellow?
You got to put the yellow in the sun.
Should you put the computer in the sun?
Don't put the computer in the sun.
Mm-hmm. No.
What did you do? It's fine. It's the tile. I think it's the tile.
The tile
on the picture on my mom's floor. It's that little picture I have from my cover page. I'm having a day.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just the technical stuff has eaten me up today, and it all stems from my paranoia being heightened when I went to the Big and Tall Men's store yesterday.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't go to the Big and Tall Men's store. I went to the department store where they have a Big and Tall Men's section.
Oh, I thought you went to Thornton Melons.
No. Was it the Coconut Point Dillard's?
It was it was the Fort Myers Dillard's.
Oh, because you took me to the Coconut
down next
Point
to my
Dillard's.
It was this is the the lesser of the Dillard's that's down in the hood.
Sub Dillard's.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not lesser. It's actually perfectly acceptable.
It's fine.
But it's down in a. Yeah, let's just say
what
there
is it, Mike?
There have been shootings at this mall. Okay, that's all you need.
Like
to know.
Celebratory shootings because they found a good bargain and they
cartel
like
violence?
Yosemite Sam. Yeehaw,
no, not ululating. No, there's been gunplay.
But doesn't
gun
that mean
gunplay.
They can keep the overhead low?
Yes,
and pass the savings along to you.
To you, the customer.
Yeah,
and you know, because of the shootings, they treat their employees with a dignity and a kindness that they pass along to you, the customer. No, it was...
Dillard's.
I had...
One milkshake a month.
I had time to kill, and I needed a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Because I got two pairs of shorts with holes in them, because I wear them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the Dillard's and rapidly...
you're welcome, ladies.
Yeah.
What do you do with those shorts that holes get in?
Chronic pocket pool, Oscar.
Yes. Wears it out.
Where are the holes, though?
They are at the entry to the pockets.
Oh, so it's actually more of a tear because of the...
More of a tear.
Yeah, because
not wearing a hole out in the seat or anything.
It is where the pocket is stitched to the pant, And yes. Because of those vigorous thrusting into the pocket.
Well, I play a lot of golf, and so I go into the pocket, out of the pocket, into the pocket, get the tee, into the pocket, get the ball repair tool, get the ball that's in your pocket, reach in, reach out, reach in,
get
reach out.
Get the eraser. Am I right, ladies? Change
there you
that
go.
Score?
Get the cheating.
You are so violent with your movements into your pocket that you break your pocket.
Yeah. The pants never had a chance.
I missed another shot. Oh, wow, frazzled. Yeah, quite violent all the time. I don't think I included the story of the Pizza Hut employee who was photographed with his hands down his pants at a Pizza Hut as he was taking a pizza order. Pretty funny video.
Oh.
Pretty funny. Based on Pony's reaction, maybe I should have included that in news you may not need.
Mm, stuffed let crust.
Me, let me see if I
can. Is there a video?
Hold on just a second.
That's good video.
Yeah, I'm not a big Pizza Hut enthusiast.
Video. Oh, I love pizza.
Really? That's your favorite? What's your go-to?
No, it's not my favorite. My favorite would probably be Jerry's right now.
What's your go-to if you order pizza from Pizza Hut?
Yeah. Thin crust.
Yeah,
pepperoni.
That's probably their best. Yeah.
My mom likes the Supreme. With everything.
Just checking. Sure. You know? Sorry, I apologize.
Green peppers.
It's half and half.
It's on another one of my sources.
Yeah, but the thin crust is really good.
I like the Hawaiian pizza. The pineapple's always
bottom
nice.
Bottom line, guys, you're not going to get great pizza unless you go outside of a chain. That's my opinion.
You're probably right. You are.
Yeah, but in a pinch, Domino's will get you there.
What?
Yeah, in a
to
pinch,
the hospital?
I think Domino's, if it was Papa John's and Domino's, I think I probably would go with with Papa John's.
And the app is great. But it really, and the pizza tractor, it's really, and you can get the hearty marinara sauce if you want. You can change.
All right, bear with me with this story because it's really kind
We're just ordering pizza over here, Mike. Right. Take your time.
It's kind of all over. On Monday, let me see.
I might just order a pizza
Redditor B. Does anybody know what Redditor B is? I have no idea. Maybe it's related to Reddit or... Okay. I'm not sure, but they posted a photo which depicts an employee at a Springfield, Massachusetts, 30 minutes from where I grew up.
Hey, there you go. Good people.
A Springfield, Massachusetts Pizza Hut who is handling his business while handling his business.
Oh, yeah.
Some might and this guy's fat, too. Oh, he's so fat. He's so fat and dirty.
No good spokespeople for the fat people out there.
It looks like he's wearing those gray kind of khakis. You know, those gray. There it is. Pony's got a picture.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, he's not even doing the fun side.
Some might call it a talent. Sandy Breitlinger, who witnessed the pocket pool while waiting in line with her daughter and daughter's friend, wasn't impressed.
Oh, that is rough.
Here's her quote. The guy there kept his hand down his pants playing with himself the whole time.
Oh.
The girls actually took pictures while we sat there. They called to ask for a manager to let him know what occurred and spoke to a guy named Zach, who informed them he was the manager and he'd speak with the other guy. Breitlinger added that she suspected Zach was actually the guy who was playing with himself.
Oh, dear.
We'll never know, will we? Anyway, and it's a picture of him with there's one thing, even if you have a hand in your pocket, it would be disturbing, but his hand is down the front of his pants.
Well, he's truly a meat
like,
lover, isn't he?
As he's ringing things up on the right side. So, all right, I'll come back and tell you. It's a real quickie about going to the Big and Tall Men's store. But to me, I was insulted, and I let the cashier know that I was insulted in a funny way, and because he was a fat guy too, and we both had a big laugh, and he had a great comeback line. We'll be right back.
We need to build a firewall, a huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data is good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem. A very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at Tech411Show.com. Paid for and approved by Moore Santana 2016.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about Blue Apron. I had this a while ago. I'm holding it up for you. How simple is that? Steak and eggs.
Oh, yum. Oh, yum.
Yeah. But it's their version. It's their version. Steak and eggs with Blue Apron. This is sent right to your house. All the ingredients you need to make this incredible dish, not just for breakfast. We had it for dinner. It's fantastic. This is a deeply satisfying classic duo. It appears across many different cuisines with its own delicious additions. They serve it up seared steaks and fried eggs Korean style with a side of quick kimchi fried rice. Pony, is your mouth watering
already
for this?
Yeah.
This is your kind of stuff. The fried rice gets a kick of heat from two traditional ingredients, gochujang red chili paste. That's the way.
Yep.
And gochugaru red chili flakes. It was so incredibly delicious. It's Blue Apron, means you can eat at home. They send everything to your door, less than $10 a meal. They deliver all the fresh ingredients, no matter what dietary preference you have. They'll send it and they'll adjust it for you. Blue Apron makes it a breeze. And you cook with ingredients, like I mentioned, I can't even pronounce them, much less use them, but they taste good. Mm. And learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for you. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And thank you.
Thank you.
So it was off to the big and tall men, so I had some time to kill before I went to my bone cracker, the chiropractor, and I get done, and I find that there's very little for me in this particular store because it's a department store. It's pricey, and there's nothing on sale, so I didn't want to buy
anything.
And it's
not a full men's, big and tall men's store. It's a section.
And then I see a pair of shorts that just had my name on them because I haven't had a fancy pair of shorts in a long time. And these are...
What makes them fancy?
The pattern.
Oh. They're not, excuse me.
They're not just like a khaki or a denim.
They were yellow plaid shorts.
Oh. Ooh.
Very summery. I'm going to bring them up to Maine with me.
Someone's peacocking.
I'm peacocking.
Where you going, Mike? Putting on my yellow shorts to go out front and shake my ass.
I swear to God. I am learning that. I'm going to use that this weekend.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to try to remember that joke you told that I already forgot, and I'm going to peacock. I'm going to say, hey, somebody's peacocking.
Well, you're showing a little personality, Mike. I like to hear that.
Sure.
Well, I'll be honest with you. They're black, they're khaki. Those are my shorts. That's it.
Yeah.
And I got, you see the thinner men wear the better shorts. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, maybe if they fit and they look okay, I'll go. And they were just a tad snug.
In all the right places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can work off that weight, though.
And that motivates me. When I buy something that's a little snug, it motivates me to lose weight. Since the trainer has been back, I am down almost 2.5 pounds in 3 days that she's
been
back.
And when you say the trainer, it's not anyone but Carla. Carla is the commandant. Yes.
Carla, yesterday made bread, homemade bread, and gave me one piece of bread because that's a treat for me because she makes homemade jam, and I got... for my treat of the day, a piece of bread with some jam, and then she ran out to the drugstore, and she came back in, and I immediately, when she got up to leave, I sprinted into the kitchen and stole another piece of bread without any butter and put some jam on it.
Yes.
And then I ate the oni. I inhaled it over the sink, destroyed all the evidence, washed it because some of the jelly had dripped on the counter. I got rid of it, and I ran away. And then I had to pee, so I went into the bathroom. I hear the door close. She must have made a 5-second trip to the drugstore. The door, and I come around the corner, and she is standing in front of the sink like this. And she's going, "What did you do? What did you do?" She said, "Did you?" This is what she said to me. "Did you just run in here and pretend you were going to the bathroom?" I said,
"Oh my God,
no, no, I did not. But I will tell you the truth. Yes, I did cheat. I took a piece of bread and put some jam on it, and I devoured it while you were gone. And then I legitimately had yes, Pony. This is my pathetic life. Yeah. This is exactly what my
pretty
pathetic.
Sad.
Then I came into the bathroom, and I was really legitimately. I didn't fake that. I
well, because your stomach
extremes.
Hurt because you were bad.
Yeah, or Mike, you weren't Mike, and you can be honest. You're among friends here." When you ran to the bathroom, did you have to pee or were you purging?
I was peeing.
Okay, good. You didn't throw up the bread, though.
I had to pee when I had the extra piece of bread.
I understand.
Now, but the hunger trumped the peeing.
You're going to have to. She's going to get to a point where if she goes to the drugstore, she's going to have to bring her carbs with her.
I know.
She's going to have to bring the bread.
Hey, she made it. She made the jam. I can't help myself.
I think that's. You, look,
you
Carl
can't blame
one of
the gun
most...
manufacturer.
By the way, she could open her. I swear to God, she could make make her own.
Mike,
her own
I believe
store.
It, but why is she baking and making carbs in the house?
Because
carb load.
It's like you're a meth addict and she's cooking it in the back.
Right?
No, you're absolutely right. But I mean, that's if I'm going to go dive into it and that stuff. No, we had, for example, I had one piece of bread about that big with breakfast this morning. That's what I had. But
that's how
homemade.
It starts.
Well, yeah, but she monitors it, and I have to be a little more careful. And I was down today. So I was down half a pound, but I was down, and that's all that really matters. And she forced me to go on my little mile walk yesterday and, you know, and berated me into doing that. So I did that as well.
What
but
kind
back
of
to
jam?
The men's store.
What kind of jam?
Stop with the minutiae, will you? It doesn't
matter.
No,
we're interested.
Berry-flavored jam. Mm.
Oh,
multiples. Man. The Costco organic multiberry that she gets frozen, and then she makes jam.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. I think it's, it might
pump have to... up the jam. Pump it up. Pump up the jam. So,
have
I'm
you tried
the
jam on other, maybe a cracker or.
Nope. I'll tell you what we put it
yeah.
in. Yeah. We put the jam in the homemade yogurt, which is really. When you buy yogurt in the store with fruit on the bottom, what is that fruit other than it's jam?
It's jam.
That's what it is.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, basically.
I didn't
that's
know.
Do
it
you
is.
Stir it or do you eat it as it is in the container?
Well, I don't eat it in the container because Carla makes her own homemade.
Oh, that's
yogurt.
Right. I forgot. That yeah, yeah.
And puts
awesome.
Her homemade jam mm-hmm. in. I can't,
that's why she's such a snoot when it comes to tres leches. She
yes,
knows
absolutely.
When
yes,
it's
she
off
knows.
The show.
She yes. is not a snoot. He said that, not me.
No, but Carla has become a homemade food snob.
Well, yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, no,
what
she is she's
right.
a gourmet, and there's nothing wrong
she
with that.
She can taste the preservative.
Yes, she can.
And I can taste the preservative.
Well,
I have
I
to be honest
can.
With you. She was away, and I went out and bought a store-bought loaf of Italian bread.
A loaf?
A loaf.
Why are you buying more bread?
Not to eat in one sitting,
oh,
you
okay.
douche.
Oh, sorry.
It's just so good.
Hey. This was such a nice piece. I wanted the whole loaf. How about you get one of them a bag, boys? Bring it out to the car. So I got the I got the loaf of bread, and I could taste the it was
sure.
so different. She is back now, and she made it yesterday. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's really cool, Mike. You're a lucky
it's,
man.
Very lucky.
I am so blessed. To, yeah. I mean, she got on this kick. I remember when we were moving to Florida, and or we were up, we were moving down to Florida, and Linda, my mother-in-law, came outside with this bread maker, and I looked at her, and I had, like, sweat dripping off my body, filling the U-Haul, and I'm like, what are you doing with that? It's the bread maker. Like, she's not going to use a bread maker. There's no way she's going to use a bread maker. And then she got into this bread thing where she makes bread all the time.
It's great that she uses it. Great that she uses it because a bread maker is the biggest counter space hog of any appliance.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you don't have a lot to spare down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she does a
that
great
and
job.
And the easy bake oven.
Yeah.
But, you know, and hopefully, you know, I won't raid the bread when she's gone that often. But anyway,
where does
so
she
I,
keep it?
The bread?
Yes.
Oh boy, I think
I'm a fridge bread guy.
Well, you know what? It's never stuck around. It's never stuck around long enough to have to store it.
You got to keep it. You got to keep it in the refrigerator because it doesn't have any
preservatives. Yeah. Mold.
So you got to keep it there. So I'm in the Big and Tall men's store, and I get the yellow plaid shorts and go in and I try them on, and it's fantastic. And I poke around at a couple of things, but there's nothing clearance, and there's nothing on sale that appeals to me. So I said, oh, I'm out of there. So I walk up, and there's a guy that resembles – you're going to have to help me with this, guys, because
okay.
It's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it was, I think, the father.
The father. His name is James something, I think.
The bald guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bald guy.
A sturdy, large man.
Thick, large
man. The judge.
Yeah.
And the judge. Okay. So he looks exactly like this guy. He says, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm ready to get these. And we start to check out. It's just, you know, when a guy you get along well with, a guy is just a nice guy.
Sure.
And we're chatting. And I figured I could go there with this. At the front, it's a tiny little kiosk where they have the cash register, like you see in a department store. Some of them are bigger than others. This is a tiny little pedestal. Almost looks like a, yes, are you playing the?
Yeah, I'm pulling it right now.
Okay, I don't need to.
This is James Avery, Mike. It was going to haunt me.
Oh, it's James Avery.
It was going to haunt me. Yes,
he's dead.
Yes, he just passed.
A dead man.
Sad. Very sad. He's dead. Yeah. He was an animal rights activist. I remember that. Good guy. He was a good guy.
How do you remember that?
Because he made a PSA that was really cool.
Like, the more you know?
Yeah. No. It was for animals. It was for animals.
At the front, on this kiosk, in front of the cash register, yes, as he's doing the transaction. And it's small. It's as small as my little desk is right here. It's right. Not a big place. And you have a credit card plastic thing where they've got the little credit card flyers where you can apply for a Dillard's card.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's got a little container of pens,
mm-hmm,
and then three items next to it. It is a Godiva chocolate bar
set up
where four or five Godiva chocolate
fancy
bars, then the Godiva bonbons or whatever they are, and then it was something like chocolate-covered raisins or blueberries or something like that, side by side with hardly any room. And I had a good relationship with the
guy.
Right,
he built it, yeah.
And so I look at him, and I said, you really think, isn't it kind of insulting to have that in the big and tall men's department, the chocolate at the front counter?
Yeah.
And he looks at me, doesn't miss a beat, and he looks up and he sounds like the guy from The Simpsons. He's like, well, we like to keep our big and tall customers big and tall.
These are things that really happen to me, people. They really happen to
That's
me.
That's too great.
Didn't have anything to say after that. I did that. You know, there wasn't any further discussion. Take your plaid yellow shorts and get out of my store. That's the way it goes. So I was on my merry way. We will take a break and come back with a discussion about a fellow broadcaster in the land of television. The petite, the svelte, the lovely Kelly Ripa and her phony little speech yesterday.
Can't wait.
We've kind of in a roundabout way been there in radio, but
yes,
we'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Make my day. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. I got a bunch of Vistaprint cards that I keep with me at all times, and I love to hand them out. Rob's got one right there. Who's our Vistaprint card of the day, Rob Spiewak?
This is a gentleman you'll know. He's one of the official Moore Network photographers. Jeff Hancock has taken great pictures of all of us. As a matter of fact, one of Jeff's pictures hangs in my living room, and you have a picture that he took in your studio of the two of us.
Absolutely.
And Jeff is a great photographer, and look at this beautiful card he did. It is another one of those two-sided cards, and it's got that computer thing you can scan on the back of it. Very, very cool. So
QR code.
Congratulations to Jeff Hancock, who is a great photographer.
Thanks,
now
Jeff.
More people will know
nice
about
seeing
him.
You.
Yeah.
Right now you can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Use the Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Everyone has designed a card on the show at Vistaprint, and guess what? They're easy, they're 100% user-friendly, and they always look sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember the TMOS, and go to Vistaprint.com. The other day, yesterday, was the first day back for Kelly Ripa. I have not watched the Regis and Kelly show since Regis left.
Yeah.
And she had the talent search with Michael Strahan, who I'll be real honest with you. I've watched Michael Strahan, and I think he's a tremendous analyst on Fox and a great football guy. But outside of that, I don't know where is the... Well, I don't know what he brings to the table.
It
I don't find him particularly funny.
No.
I don't find him particularly engaging as far as storytelling. I don't, you know, there's not anything difficult about him. He's very easy to get along with. He's just there. Like a lot of her co-hosts that she auditioned after Regis, he's just there. He was the one that got tapped with the lucky stick.
I think he really came to his own because I get to watch that show. You guys were on the road already, right?
Right.
Coming into the show. But when it comes on at 9, that's a show that would be on. And as a broadcaster, he's come a long way in the last 4 years.
He's come a long way, but I also think that, you know, I remember when You go far enough back when jocks were just getting the job as analysts in the NFL booth. And
right.
It was a big deal back then. And then it became the industry standard where, you know, Matt Elliott went through that.
Sure.
Our friend Matt Elliott, where, you know, you get done with your playing days, and if you have an ability to do it, you go in and it's the next phase of your career going into broadcasting. And, you know, Michael Strahan was a Hall of Fame level athlete playing for the New York Giants, and I was a fan of the way he played football. So he got tapped to be the co-host. They did a talent search type of thing, and then he got the gig, and then there was this huge controversy because they're moving him over to Good Morning America because he's so scary talented.
Well, he is. You know what? He is enthusiastic. He's pleasant. And also, I think that they feel they can groom him as a, you know, as a nice addition to the show.
It was cheap at first. And at that point, you remember the Giants were winning when he went on that show. Like, he had just left and they were still winning. So he went on a high note, right?
At the peak of
Super Bowl
his,
champions.
Career, right?
You get someone on your program. I thought it was surprising as well, considering all the talent they had on that show.
Sure.
And I was a big fan of Regis. So it was tough for me to see him go. Now seeing him on TV,
they hired Michael Strahan, Oscar, I thought they would bring somebody to the table who was had a background in comedy.
Yes.
Or at least a more extensive background in broadcasting. But no, they
Kelly, who really doesn't. Because that's why she works so well.
She's not particularly funny.
She works so well with Regis because Regis could sit in a room for 3 hours and just talk. She was at one time quite pretty, and she had a show business background.
Oh my god!
And so cold.
Well, you know, she's
those sands of time, Mike.
Yeah, you know, the wall is getting closer and closer and closer. But she was a nice young addition to the show when Kelly left. I'm sorry, when Kathy Lee left.
A full magenta toner.
Exactly.
I thought that she was cyan. I thought she was fantastic. When she moved in, I thought it was a tremendous upgrade over Kathy Lee.
She had fallen apart because Kathy Lee was something at the beginning too. But I think she started to believe her own press and got to be really, really Kathy Lee-y. Regis was the Rock, and he just needed a good sidekick to be there with him.
Is that show too expensive? Do you think that's
too expensive? It's cheap.
No. Too expensive.
No, they pay her $20 million, pal.
But even that.
But is that too expensive for what they could offer, taking the same program, Good Morning America, and adding a third out?
Oh, that would be even cheaper.
That's what I'm I mean, that's a finance, right?
I don't think they're not thinking about that. And the fact is that the way I see this going down behind the scenes is that I think they were thinking exactly that.
Yep.
And that it would be great to roll him in to that Good Morning America show and then pop somebody
else
in.
He's already been on that show. He's been doing that show on a frequent basis for the last year.
Yeah, he shows up and then leaves and shows up in time to do live.
Here's the theory I have on this, and it's not that she's not a nice person. The show gets decent numbers, but I will tell you this. What it always comes down to in broadcasting, you can have format changes and you can have different shows that are going to be more profitable. That's it. But it comes down, when it comes down to talent, ultimately, in most cases, the talent lasts too long and the contracts get too fat and they don't want to pay the money. That's what I see happening with Kelly. And that's what I think happened, and they were kind of setting the table for that. She went bat-ass. Let me read you the latest that TMZ has on it. And this, by the way, was a couple of days ago, or a day ago.
She returned yesterday.
Yeah,
this
breaking.
Is the very latest that I got. I've been following it. I only go to TMZ when there's something like this. Michael Strahan's getting the hell out of Dodge months earlier than anticipated. Instead of staying at Live through the summer, he'll be gone in just over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sources connected with the show tell TMZ that Michael's last day will be Friday, May 13th.
Wow.
We're told that an internal memo went around to the show staff Tuesday morning yesterday, just as Kelly Ripa was coming back. The memo reads, "After meeting with the producers of both Live and Good Morning America, and after speaking with Kelly and Michael, we have decided on a plan that best advantages both shows for the future. To that end, Michael's last day on Live will be Friday, May 13th, which not only gives the show the chance to have an appropriate send-off for him during the May sweeps, but to also immediately give Kelly and the producers an opportunity to begin the on-air search for a new co-host.
In the middle of the summer, not going to happen. They will fake it, and
of course
then that show is going to be shuttered.
Yeah, but you know what? It is a great, cheap publicity ploy.
Financially.
The search for a new host that'll get them through the summer, and then they'll exit in September.
The way they explained it was that Kelly Ripa came on before the show yesterday, and I know there's tape of that floating around
somewhere,
where she came on, and they gave her an opportunity to make her little speech without vetting it. Now, I believe that might be true, and then she came out and just gave 3 minutes of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It was just, she talked about respect, she talked about...
You want to hear it?
I'd love to.
This is the best acting she's done since Hope and Faith.
Yeah. But tell me if you think there's anything there. You know, it misses my... I'll tell you, there are days that I miss my old radio partner. This would be... Because we would get on and go, let us tell you what really happened. Let me tell you what the a-holes did, and they'd hate us for it. And then we eventually would...
Here's Kelly Ripa talking about consideration and respect.
So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary. In the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration, and most importantly, respect in the workplace.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on a second. Okay.
With first, a respect that he passes on
to you, the customer.
Your paychecks are being stroked. They're coming in and they're fat. And this network has really made you a star.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And in turn, you have made that network a ton of money. But I would say that the respect factor...
Do you ever
factor-
feel like we're doing a show with Randy Bongarten? Do you ever feel like he takes management's position since he went to this NBA thing? That is the management point of view.
I want you to know, because I know that the times get lost. Randy Bumgarten predates me by many years in our relationship, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
it is.
Just say that argument just for future companies that you run.
Yes.
If you said you're getting a paycheck, that sometimes will chase an employee out the door.
Well, if you
just
want them to leave.
If you want
them to leave, Mike, they're doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, if they want them to leave. But the fact is, But I mean, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you're taking management side.
I'm giving one point of view. I'm just saying that she hasn't been disrespected to the point where disrespect is when they pull you off.
But you don't know what happened behind the scenes.
When they pull you off the air and there's no more show.
That's total disrespect.
Yes.
Especially if she loses the Whirlpool money.
All right, let me tell you. I understand what you're saying, Oscar, but at the same time, I don't think she came out strong enough. I would have bitched more. I would say, you know, look, they can do everything they want, but I would think that after 26 years of this network, that they'd let me know that the guy that's been here half an hour is getting a promotion and I'm getting S-canned.
Right.
But she didn't say that. She went on to.
But there's more acting to hear, Mike. And okay. I would,
very good.
The Academy would like to recognize Kelly Ripa.
Since we're being honest.
Honest.
Consider this just a workplace. This is my second home. This is a place that I've devoted myself to, because of you, our loyal viewers, but because of all of the producers and the crew who work on this show.
She hates Galvin
we
now.
Have an incredible team.
Incredible.
We are incredibly devoted to one another. We are family.
Now that is maybe housed in half-truths.
Okay, let me tell you the part that I agree with.
All right.
I agree that she has a great relationship with the fans, and because she's gotten that smoke blown up her butt for the entire time. I mean it when I say I love the people that listen to the show and I enjoy the interaction that we have, okay?
Right.
I also think that, but it comes down to self-preservation.
Sure.
She's pissed off because they disrespected her.
Mm-hmm.
Not anybody else, her. And to be honest, in this media savvy culture we live in right now, I was hoping for a little more of that. That, hey, I feel like I kind of got screwed because they didn't let me know what was happening. That's a legitimate beef.
And you know what? There is a way she could have phrased it easily without saying the word screwed. But, you know, she talked about respect and consideration. All she needs to do is say, I wish I had been part of their consideration and offered the respect of being in the loop.
But this, she goes on with the audience. And blah,
blah, blah. This is great because here is the biggest lie of all. When she talks about how the network is still considering their show a priority. And I think we all know.
Yeah, but hold on. Is it a lie from the network or is it a lie that she's telling?
I think it is a lie from the network, but she is complicit in it because she's repeating it. She can't believe it's true.
But if she doesn't believe it's true, why would she parrot it to her audience?
Maybe because they
saving face.
Do you want to continue earning your money until your contract is up?
That could, you never know.
Yes.
You know, we've been in broadcasting long enough to know that behind the scenes, you never know what's really being discussed. But the language is important here. Hear what she says about the parent company and what they're going to do with live with Kelly and whoever.
All right, here's Kelly Ripa.
Apologies have been made, and
I want to say that real quick. She couldn't have been any more vague. Who apologized to who?
Yeah, it's a shame that Eisner's not there anymore.
I will
Kelly,
never.
We're
say
really, really sorry about the fact that you got screwed. Michael Strahan, stay back in the
office. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm really sorry that you feel hurt. I'm sorry about that.
I pictured somebody with like a Jack Palance voice. You know, it's just like, Kelly, I'm so sorry. And then he goes into the office where Michael Strahan's, Mike, you're my number one guy.
Well, how much are they going to pay him? Did they say?
I'm not sure how much they're going to pay him.
So he was getting paid $4 million before.
Right.
Right? So if he goes double digits, it's
does she
10.
Get 20 a year? Is she getting
20 a year?
That sounds right.
Annual.
Yeah.
20 a year.
All right, let's go back, Mike. Remember, apologies were made.
Apologies have been made. And the best thing to come out of all of this, you guys, is that our parent company has assured me that live is a priority.
I just picked up on something. You brought up something in my brain that I didn't even realize. The parent company has assured me that we're a priority. So when they get axed, she can call them on the lie.
Oh.
Well, but the fact is, if she was going to say anything to reassure anybody that might be that diehard fan, she would say, our parent company has assured me that this show will be renewed for 2 more years. That's fine. She didn't say that.
No, it's
there's
a priority.
Nothing,
no.
There's nothing. They've
the priority
assured me it's a priority.
Striking the set. Something.
Well,
right.
And if you look at the company overall, let's talk about the parent company, right?
Disney.
Yes, their ESPN, their crown jewel, is losing money hand over fist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does any business do when they are losing money somewhere? They look where they can cut.
Sure.
Right? So if this has been going on for some time now, if they're looking for that, ideally, this is the worst part about broadcasting. They don't tell you what's coming. They don't tell you anything.
Right. No, so, they don't let you know. It's part of their business model that they don't let you know what's
going
on.
This is coming from a guy that's been at two stations that have flipped, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
Until we had to go snooping around trying to find out exactly what happened. So I will say this, that and the one saving grace for her, and it really is the fact that they didn't just move Strahan and shut the show down right away.
Right.
But on the other hand, the fact that she probably bitched enough to say, and he was like, I'm not sitting around for this.
Yeah.
He's leaving in 2 weeks. Does that fast forward the timeline?
It doesn't change the timeline, I don't think.
No?
I think they always knew, because you can't, when are you going to have to launch something big is in the fall.
All right, let me, I'm reading from even a later story from,
Best of,
where is this from? This is from E! News.
Best of Strahan.
Inu says, ABC could have tried to pre-tape her comments. They could have tried to block or censor her comments. They could have asked her to go out there and pretend like nothing happened, but ABC didn't. They think the network deserves credit for that, and I don't know who that is, but it was a big deal. While there's still plenty of speculation in the industry as to whether or not Kelly will stay or go once the contract ends, her contract ends this year, Brian believes, this guy Brian we're talking to, I'm sorry I didn't get the source, that the talk show host has a lot of leverage at this moment in time. She also appears to still have a loyal and large fan base. If anything, I think her reputation is stronger as a result of this. She's more appealing to viewership, and the guy's name is Brian Stelter, who is
if it's over this
source.
Year, it's curtains, Mike. Mark my words.
Yeah, but you know what? She also did paint herself
in a very soft way as a victim.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That'll After she went to the beach on a Caribbean island.
And assured everyone that was prearranged. It was a prearranged absence. But she...
Well, it was her anniversary, though, so she had a decent excuse for that.
Yeah, but you see, they're
saying... Turks and Caicos.
They're saying that Monday was a prearranged absence. What about last week when she didn't show up? Not prearranged.
Yeah, and the hosts on live actually said, didn't know we were... I thought I was going to be a guest, not a host.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. So I think that she is... I bet... My guess, and I'm just guessing as anyone would, she sees the writing on the wall. She's going to try and preserve her brand by coming out of this looking good.
You got to stay on TV.
Got to stay on TV.
Yeah.
And saying that she never promised the show's going to stay on the air.
And
let me ask this. Because this was the Andy Cohen argument from Bravo that he kind of dissed Strahan. Where he talks about Strahan now leaving the best gig in television, as Andy Cohen calls it, and moving over to Good Morning America, where there are five, and they change personalities on these morning
all
shows
the time.
Quite regularly. Do you think it's a good career move for him, ultimately, or should he have maybe played politics?
I don't think he has a choice, because if they're going to
shutter the show, yeah.
Shutter the show, what was he going to wait around
for? Do you see the show being shuttered
yes,
in a year?
Yes, I do. I see
if her contract's up.
I see it gone either in September or when her contract is up. But my guess would be September.
Yeah, but
we're going to see the new 3-hour Good Morning America with the return of Tony Perkins.
She's in a great space, though, because as far as content and her following is concerned, you've got really networks now and industries like Amazon and Netflix that are willing to pay for talent.
Yeah, and she's proven she can host, and she got her start as a sitcom. She can get a
cushy
sitcom.
Yeah, she can do whatever
gig.
She wants.
Yeah.
But that show is over in a year.
You know what? I'm not quite sure. I'll tell you that there's been a lot of speculation and a lot of statements made, but I can't really tell by what I'm seeing exactly what's going to go down. I think that the one thing that resonated with me was, and I've heard stuff like this before in my career, where it's a priority.
Sure.
You want words like guarantee and you want it in writing.
That's as vague as saying apologies were made.
That's GM talk.
It is.
I just wish we had an expert. I wish we had an expert to talk about it, because I just want Regis.
Oh, hey, Reg.
I just wanted to grab the microphone. She's f***ed.
Hey, Regis.
Thank you very much.
I can't say that.
Have a great day, everybody.
Do you think Regis sees that and is like, he's laughing?
Of course.
He's laughing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't know where he is, but he's laughing.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's the first time I've paid attention to that show since they got the football player. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, for those of you not in the know, Omericast brings you clips, highlights, conversation all around more broadcasting.
Doesn't he sound like a drug dealer?
Let's take it from the top with that in mind.
Have you ever had Quaaludes?
There you go. Marcus. Marcus.
Do it, Marcus, in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, for those of you not in the know, Omericast brings you clips, highlights, conversation all around more broadcasting.
Amen.
All the shows. The Mike O'Mara Show, the Tony Perkins Show, Robin Joe Show, Kicking Cookies, Tech 411. All of them, all the time, each and every week.
Hello.
And we'll even introduce you to fans of the shows.
First one's
Omericast
free.
Is here for you. Download it today from the TMOS app.
Just a text.
Dashing little intern's dreams. Sorry, Diego.
Thank you very much, Marcus Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
There is no one quite like mom. God, do I know that. I miss my mom every single day. Mother's Day's coming up, everybody. You need a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. Surprise her with something as unique as she is, Sherry's Berries. I got mine over the weekend. They are so phenomenal. This product has been around for a while, and they are the best. Freshly dipped strawberries. If you've never tried them, please try them and give them to your mom. $19.99 plus shipping, or for $10 more, you can double the berries, twice the berries for only $10 more. Doppel them. That's right, Rob.
Doppel.
Gargantuan fresh, juicy berries. It's going to bother you if I didn't say doppel in that spot.
Wouldn't sleep well tonight.
They're dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with doppel nuts, chocolate chips, and the signature Sherry's Berry Swizzle.
Swizzle.
Boy, those good berries.
Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double your berries for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer only for our listeners. When you use the TMOS code, visit berries.com, click the microphone at the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. That's BERRIES.com. Click the mic and TMOS. This is a limited-time offer, and Mother's Day is next week, people. So order right now, and we thank you.
News.
Prince's old band, The Revolution, is reuniting to do some tribute shows sometime later this year. I have mixed emotions about that. It's just not...
opportunistic much?
Yeah, they're not Prince.
Right. I mean, you don't... If you get a guy
that
is going to... If you get like an Adam Lambert did with Queen that's going to replace Freddie Mercury, but... Pretty tough to replace
and
a guy like
that. I will buy a ticket to see them right after I go see the News in concert.
Wendy Melvoin, Lisa Coleman, Brown Mark, Bobby Z, and Matt Dr. Fink made the announcement in a short video on Facebook. Wendy said, quote, "We've decided after spending 3 or 4 days together, now grieving over the loss of Prince, that we'd like to come out and do some shows.
Yeah.
We want to let you know that we'll be out there soon."
Was the Revolution that... famous?
That was his backup band before 83 and 4,
oh,
I think.
Man.
The Revolution had some of my favorite music that Prince did. So
baby.
It was from an era that I adored, but at the same time, you need the Prince.
Think of him, you know, that same presentation without him on keyboards, without his guitar,
man,
without him as the front man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's silly. They're always going to be
know about them.
And the Revolution.
Mike, I did hear a quick Prince story just briefly.
Yeah,
He had the Tower Records in West Hollywood open at 5 a.m.
I read that.
And so they called the Tower Records the day before and they said, "Hey, do you mind opening at 5 a.m. for Prince?" And they're like, "Sure." And this is something that for a jaded Tower Records at that time, where they would see like all these celebrities come through, they were like excited for, right?
Right.
Right.
So
right.
The employee is chronicling how they woke up at 3:30. She barely slept. She went and picked up the manager who lived in West Hollywood on the way there. They get there. They turn all the lights on, set up the store like it's open. Your Tower Records for one person.
Right.
And they're standing outside. It's 6 a.m. No one is there yet. Then they're like, oh, maybe he didn't come. And at 6:10, they see these headlights coming up Sunset Boulevard, because that's where you would see that vantage point.
Sure.
And it turns into the lot, and it's a red Corvette.
And not a big one.
And the red Corvette shows up, and it's him and his manager at the time. And
so not even an entourage.
Not even an entourage.
Just Prince and his manager.
Yes. And he says, thank you, walks out. He's got a rhinestone with shoulder pad. He's got the whole costume on. He's Prince, right?
That's so cool.
He goes in, shops till 7:45, and they have three big bags, DVDs, laser discs, everything.
It was an amazing record.
It was like a shopping spree. And they like, well, how would you like to pay for this? He gives them a card. He goes, just call this number. They'll take care of it. It was the president of Warner Brothers. And that's just how they paid for things. And he was kind. And the cashier says that, he goes, can I ask you one question? I'm sorry. Your scent, it's beautiful. And he turns around in Prince fashion and says, she goes, what's it called? And he turns around in Prince fashion and says, it's called magic. And he walks right out.
Oh my God. That's what makes it such a big deal, because he was one of those guys.
That's awesome.
And they don't come around that often. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very cool. One of the biggest ways people show affection is hugging, especially Americans. We'll hug anything. Unfortunately, that doesn't really translate across species.
Yeah. Come here, buddy. Come here.
No, thank you.
You'll break him.
I love that Prince story. A new study out of the University of British Columbia in Canada found your dog really hates it when you hug him.
What?
Really?
Yepers.
Oh, Linus, buddy.
The researchers looked at 250 photos of people hugging their dogs and found the dogs were giving signs of being uncomfortable, stressed, or anxious, 81.6 of them. 81% of the time.
Man. Wow.
10.8% of the dogs were indifferent toward the hugs. That would be Beluga, because he doesn't know he's being hugged.
He's an indifferent dog. Right.
Only 7.6% seemed to like them. And on a side note, 1.1% of dogs poop twice in the morning in Estero, Florida. And glad mommy's home. Glad you're relaxed, douche.
Mike, they'll poop three times if you hug them hard enough. Oh,
swear to God. The double pumper is back. Eating lots of food. Comfortable. Mommy's back in the house.
God, won't last forever.
During a Reddit Ask Me Anything chat, Dave Coulier admitted to a nasty prank that he and Bob Saget once pulled on John Stamos. Have you heard this one yet?
No.
It happened almost 10 years ago when they were celebrating Bob's 50th birthday in Vegas. Before they met up with Stamos, Dave took an 8x10 headshot of Stamos, cut a hole in the mouth, and stuck his manhood through it.
Oh.
Saget took a picture. Then when they met up with Stamos, they handed him the 8x10, and he stuck his tongue through the hole. Obviously, he had no idea.
Uncle Joey.
Where the photo had been. That's when Bob showed him the picture of Dave violating his 8x10. I can picture that happening. It made me laugh.
That's pretty great. And you know what? I think that whole thing smells like Saget. He's a dirty man.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Dave Coulier that put his...
Yeah, but I think Saget
I'm
probably...
I'm kidding. That's a joke. I know. That's a joke. I think Saget did that. There was a crisis at the Zany Zoo pet store. A little something.
No.
Hey, man.
At the Zany Zoo pet store in Eugene, Oregon last night. Eugene. Someone broke in and stole an adorable exotic animal called a bush baby. We hadn't heard of him either. Basically, it looks like a cross between a cat, a monkey, a chihuahua, and a gremlin. So the police investigated and eventually tracked down the animal a few weeks later. It turns out a prostitute had him in the hotel room. In her hotel room. The cops started digging deeper, and eventually they figured out what happened. The owner of the pet store gave the prostitute a bush baby as a tip. Then he claimed it was stolen. His name is Nathan McLean.
McLean.
Where's Nathan McLean? The cops arrested him a few days later when they saw him walking out of an adult porn shop high on meth.
Yes.
Like all pet store owners are.
Of course.
He's facing several charges. The bush baby is safe at an animal sanctuary. The important thing here is Pony Boys, he only tips his prostitutes with cash. Take this sugar glider home with you, honey.
A little something.
Go. It's a miracle.
Here you go, Raspberry. Here's your sugar glider.
Raspberry,
this is Miracle, your new friend. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where you volunteer.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out the Rob and Joe Show.
It's the Rob and Joe Show. It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind?
Boring.
All while getting the best prices on the web. Touch of Modern. I love it. TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends across fashion, tech, decor, best prices anywhere also. TouchOfModern.com. Go there right now. You'll be able to surf for hours. Touch of Modern will connect you directly with top designers with timeless and truly unique products. And the great thing about Touch of Modern, not only do they have timeless and incredible designs, but they are affordable as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're always changing. They scour the globe for great stuff. They've got gadgets. They've got iPhone cases. They've got clothing. They've got watches, sexy home decor. It's really a great website, and it is cutting edge design, which you don't get a chance to see that often, especially if you're out doing regular shopping.
Yeah.
Plus, they have loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane, my friend. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, April 27, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
I played that Rob and Joe promo for a reason. Not everyone has a perfect recording session every time.
Yes.
And I guess it was early this week, you had to do a disclaimer for AT&T.
The disclaimers for people that don't know, at the end of certain products, you have to read legal terminology.
Exactly.
And it's kind of tedious, and they put it in at the end. You see it for car commercials and such, and we had to do that. They're pre-recorded. The rest of my spots are done live on the show.
But what was so fun about this is Mike turned it into a game to read it as fast as he could.
Didn't work out as well.
Well, he took a couple tries, and I just want to give you a pull the curtain back.
Fun.
I think people will enjoy this. Here's Mike in session.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah, you're rolling.
Available in limited areas.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions are each required. I'm going to try to get as fast as I can. 3, 2. Available in limited areas. 3, 2, 1. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require separate. I'm going to do it. This is it. I'm going to hit myself. You're going to look forward to this. If I don't do it, I'm going to hit myself in the forehead with a bat. Really hard. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees, monthly service, or other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DLC. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees, monthly service, and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
Yay! And that was actual genuine in-studio cheering.
Real time.
Loved it. So cool.
That was fun.
You know what band you don't hear a lot from anymore is Pearl Jam. I think they're doing a small tour summer.
Yes.
And Eddie Vedder, of course, the
front
man.
What is that name? Mean?
I don't know. You might want to ask the people at 10cc. Eddie Vedder, the front man of Pearl Jam and the lead singer, has a daughter named Harper Vedder.
Oh.
She's 7. And this is his latest single. And I think it's really cute because he lets his daughter sing lead. It's a long way from
so
Don't
cute.
Call Me Daughter, but it must be nice to have the kind of money to produce a record
that
with your daughter.
That's cool.
That's cute.
I like him. That. Good stuff. Now, on The Price is Right, I think you're too old for this. I'm right in the wheelhouse of this, and Oscar, you might be there too. One of the greatest things about having a sick day in elementary school was being able to watch The Price is Right. I always looked forward to it.
With my Cheerios and my underwear.
I'm old enough to remember. I mean, I'm young enough to know that. I did that.
And so a guy was on, his name was Joshua.
What do you think? I grew up in the 1800s or something like that? Price is Right has been on for a long time.
Yeah, but not with Bob Barker. You had the other guy.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. When I grew up and I took a sick day, I watched Truth or Consequences.
Mom, I'm going to stay home and watch Dennis James.
You know what? When I stayed home from school, I watched Mike Douglas.
Only white man who ever made you moist.
Mike Douglas.
But this is great. This is a guy named Joshua who's on Price is Right yesterday. And whenever you spin the big wheel, they say, do you want to say hi to anyone? He dedicated it to all the kids who stayed home sick today.
That is cool.
And what's even better, and it's two cuts here, he ended up winning over $30,000.
Yeah. Hey. Anybody at home want to hear from him?
I want to say all the sick kids at home staying home from school, this is for you. This is a dream of mine.
That's all right. Large part of our audience. How about a dollar?
So he got the dollar on the wheel. He won a car. He won the showcase. He won $30,000 that day.
Cool.
Good day to stay home sick. I love that. I think that's nice. Now, that was well played. Not well played was Ted Cruz, who was speaking yesterday in the high school.
Oh, God. He is such a nad. This is so embarrassing. I'm not even a basketball fan.
Me neither.
This is a nad moment. This is a pure nad. Come on, dude.
He was
please.
Speaking in the high school where they shot most of the movie Hoosiers.
Yes.
And, you know, here's the thing about Ted Cruz. I think he fancies himself a pop culture aficionado.
Yeah, because he's done Simpsons impressions.
Yeah,
he's quoted
he's not
from
good at it.
Princess Diaries.
Not,
yeah.
He tries not to humanize. Diaries. He thinks he owns it, and he's such a dullard when it comes to it. This is a moment.
Princess Bride. What he quoted. But here he is speaking, and he wanted to reference the scene where they measured the height and said it's the same in a small gym.
Kind of saying that he's up against the big Trump juggernaut.
Exactly.
Right?
Well,
it's like, I think you'll agree that it's the same as our measurements as the gym back in Hickory.
All right, here is the next president of the United States, Ted Cruz.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country.
Mike, it's a basketball ring.
Oh, God.
What?
The ring. Like Lord of the Rings.
Jeez. Basketball ring.
Let's hear it one more time.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring Here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place.
And I'll show you your packages being delivered.
Basketball ring.
God, ridiculous.
He's a jerk. All right. So, yeah, that's just think about that when you step into that voting booth. Oh, Mike, and let us close with this breaking health news.
Ooh.
Please keep this in mind. It'll help you live a longer life.
According to a new study, people with several plants around their homes often live longer. Oh, hell yeah, said Willie Nelson.
I love when Seth Meyers laughs at his own material. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'll do it tomorrow. Don't forget, take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, how did Wide Open Wednesday go?
There was lots of calls at 10 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. You should have told me. Next time we'll do it.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Today was partially open Wednesday.
Partially open Wednesday. You can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE.
A lot of people called, Mike. A lot of people.
673. Oh, I didn't know that. All right. We'll work on our signaling. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Single.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.